From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief for July 11th.
CEO.
July 11th. The systems update, 5 tech stories that bear on what's coming next. Let's get into it.
First, from XDA developers.
As Sony halts physical releases, Microsoft loses a lawsuit for blocking an Xbox account with digital games on it. So Sony's making a big shift to digital-only games, which means no more physical copies starting in 2028. This is pretty significant because it changes how we think about owning games.
If you buy a digital game, you're not really owning it, you're just licensing it from the company. And if Sony decides to ban your account or revoke the license, you could lose access to all your games.
It's not just about the games themselves, but also about the value of the consoles and the entire gaming ecosystem. It's interesting to think about how this move could affect game collectors, who often buy physical copies as a way to preserve their games.
In a digital-only world, that's not going to be possible anymore.
And it's not just collectors who might be affected. Anyone who's invested time and money into their digital game library could potentially lose access to it if something goes wrong with their account.
Meanwhile, Microsoft is dealing with its own issues related to digital game ownership.
The company recently lost a lawsuit related to an Xbox account that had digital games on it.
The details of the case are still coming out, but it seems like the court ruled that Microsoft can't just block someone's account and take away their access to their games without a good reason.
This could have implications for how Microsoft handles digital game ownership and account management in the future.
Next,
second from The Gardening Mind by Joe Thompson.
How to create a cottage garden, planting ideas and design tips.
I spent the weekend chasing show quality plants through the Cotswolds, and the heatwave turned the whole thing into a lesson in plant survival. The roses finally opened, their petals crinkled like pastry and smelling of pineapple, proof that a little patience pays off and cells pause on the scorching temps.
Heat forces flowers to stay tiny, cell division stalls roots hog water, and buds sprint to bloom, so the garden looks like it's on fast forward, but will bounce back once the weather eases.
The cottage garden vibe comes from letting plants self-seed, arranging them so it feels accidental even though every choice is deliberate. If you want
the full method,
the Cottage Garden Design course walks you through the organized chaos step by step.
Up next,
third from Hackaday,
fixing the fix for a 3DFX Voodoo Cards overly bright picture.
Hey, I just read this thing about fixing that 3DFX Voodoo Cards overly bright picture.
So, remember how we fixed it with a resistor on the RAM net pin?
Well, the guy who did that got called out for not considering component drift, which means the fix might not last.
He made a new video showing how to use an adjustable voltage regulator instead, which should prevent any new issues from popping up later.
He's using an AMS with 1117 chip, which is a widely available adjustable LDO, to supply the RAMDAC ref pin with a constant 1.235V.
This chip is overkill for the job, but it gets the job done.
The lowest voltage it can output is around 1.25V, which is within the safe range for the RAMDAC. The thing is, the PCB doesn't have a provision for this part, so he had to do some planning and routing to get it to work.
He placed the components in a way that makes sense and tested it to make sure nothing explodes.
And of course, it fixed the brightness issue. It's worth noting that the RAM back might be defective and already on its way out, but this fix should give it a bit longer on a card that's not getting much use anyway.
And then,
fourth from Daring Fireball.
No interest.
You know,
I was reading this thing about OpenAI and their response to a lawsuit.
They are basically saying they have no interest in other companies' trade secrets,
but it's coming off as a pretty weak defense.
I mean,
think about it, if someone accused you of stealing their wallet, you wouldn't just say, you have no interest in other people's wallets, right?
That's not how it works.
It's like they're trying to deflect attention from the real issue, which is that they might be using someone else's tech without permission.
And the weird thing is they're still claiming they're focused on building innovative tech like that's somehow unrelated to the whole trade secret thing.
It's just not adding up.
Next.
Fifth from Slashdot.
Apple sues OpenAI, accusing it of stealing company secrets.
Apple just filed a lawsuit in California accusing OpenAI of taking internal details about products that are still under development.
The complaint says OpenAI asked Apple interviewees to bring prototype components to their meetings and even asked a former Apple engineer to download confidential documents from a company laptop. One of those engineers allegedly shared the laptop with a colleague and then used it to pull technical files, which OpenAI later used to approach Apple's manufacturing partners and request a demonstration of Apple's metal finishing process. Apple's filing also claims that OpenAI hardware chief, a former Apple exec, coached new hires on how to sidestep Apple's security checks.
The suit seeks an injunction to stop OpenAI from using or sharing any of Apple's trade secrets and to force the return of the stolen material.
Up next.
Six from Daring Fireball.
Ryanair literally sucks. A plane left Thessaloniki for Memmingen and minutes after takeoff, a window panel gave way.
The pressure shift pulled a passenger toward the opening and his seatmates managed to yank him back before he was fully ejected. The crew immediately turned the aircraft around, landing back at the Greek airport for safety checks. Investigators are now looking at why the window failed, whether it was a manufacturing defect in proper installation or a maintenance oversight. The incident has reignited scrutiny over older aircraft in low-cost fleets, especially those operating on tight schedules. No one was seriously injured, but the experience left the cabin shaken.
Passengers are being offered assistance and a thorough debrief, while regulators promise a detailed report.
The airline says it will cooperate fully and review its inspection protocols to prevent a repeat.
And then,
seventh from Daring Fireball.
Ice cold.
At WWDC, I asked a few Apple execs about their partnership with OpenAI, and the room, when ice cold her reaction, I felt more like a shield than curiosity. It makes sense now Apple has actually sued OpenAI, accusing them of pilfering trade secrets tied to consumer hardware, and both companies' senior leaders are meeting in Sun Valley this week.
That chill wasn't just about protecting Siri's new AI.
When I pressed about ChatGPT, the answer was a flat the ChatGPT extension remains available, a line that says everything without saying a word.
Next.
8th from Sabrina Ramonoff.
6 insane projects to learn Claude Fable and Slash Goal.
The author showed 6 concrete builds, a spider that learns to climb stairs in Genesis World, a Dragonflight game you can actually play, an interactive YouTube creator dashboard, a week-long content batch that rewrites itself until every post scores above 8, a 4-hour loop that a Slash B tests in Saga,
and DM from a travel itinerary generator.
I dug into the Slash Goal command because it forces Claude to treat a task like a mini project, not a one-off reply.
Each prompt is split into task Y, outcome, constraints, and verification, so the model knows exactly when it's done and can prove it.
The common thread is letting Claude run, check, and improve on its own, turning a single prompt into a self-sustaining workflow.
Up next.
9th from latent.space.
AI news, not much happened today. So I was digging into the OpenAI GPT 5.6 rollout, and it's been a wild ride.
They introduced this explicit model slash compute ladder with Luna, Terra, and Sol, plus multiple effort levels, and users are navigating this new territory. The community reaction was mixed. Some loved the added control, while others were confused by the 30-plus configuration options and the lack of an auto-routing feature. But here's the thing, the product launch had some real UX regressions, and OpenAI course-corrected fast.
They acknowledged that the new ChatGPT work slash codec split was confusing, chats slash projects were harder to find, and usage burned down faster than expected.
They even reset the usage limits a couple of times to compensate.
Now, the initial eval picture is that GPT 5.6 appears strongest in agentic coding slash presentation slash science tasks, but it's not unambiguously dominant everywhere.
For example, it tied with Claude Fable 5 in Code Arena front-end, but was tilde 2x cheaper on listed I.O. pricing.
And in presentation alone, it jumped tilde 500 points over GPT 5.5.
But here's the bigger picture. GPT 5.6's biggest perceived leap may be orchestration and computer use rather than pure chat quality.
Sol is unusually strong as a planner slash verifier slash orchestrator, often using subagents automatically and reacting more quickly to steering.
An opener I showcased computer use with Sol Ultra and promoted ChatGPT work as bringing agents to consumer slash mobile scale.
The recurring operational issue is hidden subagent cost explosion. Users found that spawn agents may inherit premium settings, training quotas much faster than expected.
This fits the broader pattern of people liking the capability jump but finding the cost model opaque.
The meta point is that frontier model parity is tightening, so value is increasingly shifting to routing,
memory, tool use, safety rails,
and enterprise context. And Meta's Muse Spark 1.1 was the other major model story of the day, with many practitioners calling it the most surprising release of the week. It's got strong UI slash front-end generation, fast responses, and unusually aggressive pricing, often framing it as near frontier quality for a large subset of coding slash product tasks.
And finally, open model tooling kept shipping despite the closed model attention vacuum.
And Sloth released QN 3.6 and VFB 4 quants with claims of 2.5x faster inference, including 27 billion on 24 GB RAM.
Quixie AI reported QN 3.6-35 BA3B and VFB 4 on dual B60, 65 TOC/S, and 128K context.
And Cohere open sourced hardware aware dynamic speculative decoding in VLLM, addressing the familiar issue where speculative decoding helps at low batch sizes but hurts at high ones.
And then, 10th from Daring Fireball,
newly renamed Trump Airport in Palm Beach has an AI slot logo.
I was reading about the new logo for Trump Airport in Palm Beach, and it's got some serious mechanical issues.
The eagle's talons are deformed and mismatched, its legs are uneven, and the base is a jumbled mess of blobs.
The wings have an odd number of feathers, and the two olive branches have different numbers of leaves. It's supposed to be clutching a bundle of arrows, not branches.
The shield's got only 11 stripes, not 13 like the Great Seal.
And to top it off, the fourth star is crooked. It's like they took all the rules and just threw them out the window.
That's it for today.
Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.